Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And also Oklahoma City winning the championship.
I'm going to have a complicated memory of tonight. This is an organic championship for the Thunder. They built this team from scratch. They were down to nothing. They drafted these guys. They developed these guys. Nobody forced their way here via trade. Nobody, you know, they didn't win the lottery. They did this through grit and hard work. They were great from the first moment, the day of the season. They earned this thing all the way through. They are a pure champion doing it for the first time. Even if they win 2 or 3 more championships with this group, nothing will feel as pure as this. And yet, I feel sick. And I'm not recovered from seeing the slow motion of his calf. And even if they won the game in the third quarter with the classic Thunder run.
That's what they do.
With turnovers and the flurry and everything. But as the fourth quarter is happening and I'm watching the Thunder go through this dry spell and the Pacers get the lead, I think, to 9 or whatever.
10.
10. I'm thinking if they had Halliburton that this is going to go down to it.
I obviously want to break down the game at some point, and we will. I watched every dribble of Game 7. I imagine that many of you did as well. I just saw the ratings for it. Game 7 of the NBA Finals drew 16.9 million viewers after it did not top 10 million viewers in the first 5 games. In fact, it was the most watched NBA Finals game in the last 6 years. So a great night for the NBA. People just love games that have urgency. And when you create the urgency of a Game 7 like you had in the NBA Finals, it is certainly going to draw a lot of attention. And obviously Game 7 did. And it lived up to the billing, I would say, for the first 35 minutes or so. And then OKC was just a little bit too much. I am heartbroken by the fact that I hate the way that the story ended for Tyrese Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton has had a magical postseason at almost every single round, knocking off the Cleveland Cavaliers, who were the best team in the NBA regular season. In the Eastern Conference Finals, when everybody was cheering for the Knicks and everybody who was anybody in New York City was in attendance in Game 1, Tyrese Halliburton hits the shot of the NBA postseason and then does the Reggie Miller celebration, doesn't realize that, hey, wait, this game's actually going to overtime, and then backs it up in OT in Game 1 of the NBA Finals on the road, a game in which no one picked Indiana to win. There was not a single soul that picked Indiana to go on the road and steal Game 1. He hits a game-winning shot in Game 7. He hits 3 threes in the first 5 minutes of the game. Tyrese Halliburton, who popped his Achilles in quarter one, still hit the most amount of threes in Game 1, even though he only played, 7 minutes in the game? I don't know what would have happened, and maybe the Thunder end up winning the game. And I'm certainly not putting an asterisk by it. Sports happen. You know the risk. You went out there, you played, you got injured. It's highly unfortunate, but I'm not putting an asterisk in any way by the championship. Oklahoma City was the best team in the regular season. They won the NBA championship. there it goes. But man, just the heartbroken feeling of knowing that Tyrese Halliburton was dealing with this injury, knowing that the injury that ultimately ended up happening was the worst case scenario for him. He then plays, I think he played pretty well in game six and made the play so far of the series with the steal and then the pass down the court to Pascal Siakam and the big dunk that you will see that highlight montage a part of the NBA Finals for the next 50 years. The fact that he started off game seven so well, and then you can see it. Like, we've seen enough of these injuries, and it is still incredibly painful to watch. At this point, you don't even got to be a doctor. We know what a popped Achilles looks like. We got these cameras zoomed in so much on supersonic HD that you can see it, to see it, to instantly see his reaction when he goes down to the ground. And I don't even think that Tyrese is reacting that way because of the pain. I think he's reacting that way because he knows it's over. You can see his face as he's looking at his teammate and read his mouth. He's saying, I did it, I did it, I did it. And the disappointment. He's leaving the court with his head down. That's not the way the Tyrese Halliburton story was going to end. Not the way that he's handled this postseason. Not the journey that he just took us on with the Indiana Pacers. They were the 4 seed in the Eastern Conference, and they got to game 7 of the NBA Finals. I was torn up about it. Devastated. Hurt. I don't know what would have happened. Maybe the Pacers would have won. Maybe the Pacers would have lost anyway, and maybe it wouldn't have mattered. But that's not the way that that story was supposed to end, with Tyrese Halliburton being carried off the court with a towel over his head. That's not the way that the NBA season was supposed to end. Again, I'm not putting an asterisk by anything that the Thunder did. They earned it. They did it on the court. They were the best team in the NBA regular season. They're the best team in the postseason. They earned their championship. I was just heartbroken to see, A, for us, I was heartbroken that we didn't get to see the heavyweight fight that we all tuned in to see, and then heartbroken for a player who left everything out there on the floor and not only couldn't finish out game 7, but is also going to miss a substantial amount of time in next year's NBA season.
Yeah, as a viewer, you got robbed. I agree with you. I'm not taking anything away from Oklahoma City. I think they were the better team this series, and they had the singular best player on the court, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But, man, it just feels like you were geared up for something fun. It was 16-16. I know it's early in the game. You're fired up. It's going to be fantastic. And it gets taken from you. And Brian Windhorst said it perfectly. As the Pacers make a run, you felt like it doesn't matter. That they don't have the horses anymore to run past the Thunder.
I actually disagree just a little bit here, and we can get to this game point. I thought that Rick Carlisle completely mismanaged the third quarter. There was a time there where they only had one player on the floor that could score, and it was TJ McConnell. And TJ McConnell did everything to keep you in the game. Why is Pascal Siakam out for such a large stretch?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.